Welcome to the Jill Schweders Podcast, where we feature some of healthcare's leading experts. Jill is the founder and president of Cielo Healthcare, and in less than 10 minutes, we'll discuss specific strategies others have found successful in addressing today's toughest challenges.
Well, welcome. Thank you for listening today. I am pleased to be joined by Todd Laporte, who is the CEO of Honor Health, serving the Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona markets. Todd, thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure to join you.
Great. Todd, we were together a couple of months ago, and you were sharing with me some of what I thought were some innovative and cool ways in which you've been out connecting with your team members, both to enhance the brand as well as some of the changes that are going on within your organization, and I think you've accomplished some cool things. Can you share with our listeners some of the things you've been doing to stay more connected, communicate more effectively, as well as to connect with some of the different generations in your workforce?
Absolutely. So, of course, nothing ever replaces just good old-fashioned rounding and being out and about and shaking hands and talking to people. But one of the things that was daunting for me when our two CEOs retired at the end of 16, early 17, and I became the CEO in the first at the end of the first quarter of 17, what was daunting was that with those two CEOs leaving, it was the first time the organization was going to have one CEO. And we were now the Arizona's seventh largest organization. And the two prior CEOs had done such a good job of creating such a hands-on family culture in the two legacy organizations. I wanted to make sure that was kept alive and maybe even built upon. So I thought about how do I get myself to be very visible across such a wide organization with tens upon tens of access points and over 10,000 employees. And especially at a time when the industry dynamics were changing, there have been many emerging stressors. And so the one thing that I introduced was something we called Todd Talks. Mm-hmm. And Todd Talks was not just about being visible. It was also going to be about creating more of an emotional connection of what was going on in the organization for all of our team members, all of our employees. And again, it would be about the dynamic changes going on in our organization, but it was also because our mission has a real caring aspect to it. And we wanted all of our team members to just to feel the ownership of that mission. And
sure.
And so Todd Talks emerge.
And, so tell and us Todd specifically Talks, what are Todd Talks. Yeah, tell us what they are and give us a couple of examples of what you talked about in Todd Talks.
So Todd Talks became, looking back at 17, 28 videos that we produced about every 2 weeks. And we posted them on our employee website and on our mobile employee app called Grape Juice. And the videos were, 5 to 7 minute videos on a variety of subjects. In fact, the very first one was me playing basketball with all my buddies on Saturday morning, promoting a healthy selfie campaign that we were promoting, where we asked everyone to engage in healthy activities. But then it was subjects that were focused on, yes, it revealed my personality and style, but it was focused on programs, accomplishments, other colleagues in action. Some of the things that we did, for example, is we showed off our ER simulation lab that we were doing in partnership with military and training critical care nurses to be deployed overseas. It was showing off our germ-zapping robot called Xenix. He looks like R2-D2, and he resides inside our bone marrow transplant unit. We showed off some of the efforts and studies being done by our nursing research. And then, of course, we did, you know, what might feel like routine things, State of the Union addresses. And what was fun was at the end of the year, we topped it all off with a blooper reel. And as we looked back at the stats and the tracking of how each of these Todd Talks did, I'll have you know that the blooper reel was the second most viewed video.
Of course. Well, it probably, you know, made you a little bit more human to your team members, and people like to see the fun and humor and things like that too. So it does sound like you've had a nice combination of fun things, right, to bring you and your team closer to the team members, as well as a combination of things that are pushing the great new strategies or approaches or technology that Honor Health is using. What are some of the unexpected learnings that you had through this process? Because it sounds like you engaged a lot of team members in it and had a really good audience. But what else did you learn from that?
So, of course, the objective, like I said, was to help all of our team members emotionally connect and be informed about the things going on at Honor Health. But what was one of the unexpected benefits was I really underestimated how much it became an icebreaker for staff to be comfortable in approaching me. In fact, not even just at the workplace, but even sometimes at the grocery store or out and about. Yeah. If somebody saw me and they knew me as the CEO at the place they worked, it was interesting how they used it, the Todd Talks, as a way to start a conversation and feel comfortable approaching me. So I was very pleased with that unexpected benefit. Another thing is that it really did show off our leaders. Because of the flow of the nature of the videos, we're covering subjects that really compelled us to introduce lots of other people, and it was I got a lot of feedback about how people appreciated knowing who our chief quality officer was, or who our the head of the cath lab was at facility X, and so that turned out really well. At the end of the day, we ended up, through our tracking, we ended up reaching 10% to 20% of our workforce with each one of these videos, which is remarkable. It's a very effective way to get a word out. But this tracking mechanism allowed us to even understand what people are interested in. And so it's now shaping and influencing what subjects we know we need to keep feeding them with. So those have been some of the unintended benefits.
That's great. Well, it is such a challenge for all of us in our busy days to stay connected with people and also become human, right, in many ways, to our staff that serve really on the front lines for us. It sounds like a fun and innovative way you've tried to do that. Now, what advice would you give? Because you're very comfortable speaking. I've seen you in different settings. But what advice would you have for your colleagues if they're thinking about doing something like this? Is it for everyone, or should people just jump in and give it a try? What advice do you have on that?
All right. I would say, I won't say that I'm necessarily comfortable with it innately or inherently, but I've become more comfortable with it over time. And I think leaders need to be more comfortable in being visible and vulnerable and approachable with their team members. So whether you are by nature or not, you need to become that way. So I would just say, by doing it, it becomes actually a good training ground for how to be more comfortable in doing so in a live setting. Sometimes it's just a little easier to make mistakes, you know, in a video production and kind of practice your messaging, and then it gives you more confidence when you're in settings when you're live. So I would advise my colleagues that there's that aspect to it. I would say, though, don't be so proud that you're not willing to cheat. And what I mean is that at first I was trying to do it by memory or top of mind, And then I learned that it was much more effective to actually script out what I wanted to say, be willing to use a teleprompter that was attached actually to the camera, but then always then allowing myself to be myself. So at least I felt prepared. It flowed better. It was easier to produce. I was prepared, but then it actually allowed me to be more ad hoc and be myself and comfortable. And people can read that when they're viewing a video.
Sure. Well, it sure sounds like Todd Talks has been a big success for you. And I think all of us as leaders are really looking for ways in which we can be more authentic, more approachable, and also give our team members ways in which they can de-stress in the challenging work environments that we're in. And I know right now you said to me that your place is, you know, busting at the seams. And I know across the country, there's a lot of our organizations that are just very busy because of the flu. So if you're out there and demonstrating support and demonstrating authentic leadership, it really just connects you even closer to the staff. So congratulations on your success. And thank you very much for sharing the story with our listeners. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I wish the best of luck to everybody if they endeavor to do this. I will tell you that the next phase of Todd Talks will be Team Talks, and the next round will be team members sharing best practices, successful adventures, and positive patient stories, and it'll be the evolution of Todd Talks.
Well, that's great. We may check back in with you at this time next year. How about that? And see how it's going.
That would be wonderful.
Excellent. Todd, thank you so much again. I appreciate it. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in.
Cielo Healthcare is the leading provider of talent acquisition and management solutions. Cielo Healthcare is a 3-time winner, earning the number one ranking in the prestigious HRO Today Baker's Dozen Award, based on customer satisfaction and voted on by clients. Learn more at cielotalent.com.